thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Hello everyone, I'm Emma. You might have seen me like on stage trying to be Mark Miller usually, but yeah, I'm one of the youth leaders here at Balmain Elim. The topic that I've been given tonight is the lamb that was slain. And before we start, I have a few questions for you guys. So have you ever watched a movie and like something like crazy happens, like actually dramatic, and you decide, no, I need to skip to the end to like find out like what happens, like if they're all right or anything, just to like see the good part or see the happy ending? Or maybe like you've just got a new game and you decide to skip and rush through the tutorial because like you just want to get started and because that's the good bit. Well, I'm going to tell you a story, a bit about me, is that every Thursday after school, I'd go to my granda's house and I'd walk in and I'd just chuck my school bags away and whatever, and he'd have a cup of tea made for me and he'd have a wee bicky and all set out, and we'd go to the living room and we'd watch those like game shows on TV. Like, has anyone heard of like Pointless or like The Tipping Point? Yeah? Well, we absolutely love these. Like, literally, it was our ritual. Like, every single time, this is what we'd watch. But sometimes during it, we skip to the end to like see who wins, like who wins the £2,000. Like, this is crazy. Because that's the good part, and that's the part that like we want to see, because that's exciting. Well, I think it's important that this isn't the same when it comes to Easter weekend, this weekend. That you want to rush past the Friday just to get to the Sunday. You want to rush the cross because like the resurrection is the good part. Well, this can't be the case, because the victory is in the sacrifice. The victory is in the sacrifice. Without the cross, there's no empty tomb. So let's not rush past that tonight. If you have your Bibles, we're going to be reading from Revelation 5, verse 6 to 14. And if you're there, put your Bible in the air, or your phone if you're on your phone. Revelation 5, verse 6 to 14. I see some Bibles, perfect, okay. Starting at verse 6. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voices of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped him. John is looking into the throne room of God in heaven. In verse 6, it says, "I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain." Like, can we just think about that for a second? A lamb that had been slain but is still alive. That just leads me to my first point, which is the lamb. We see throughout the Old Testament, like, this act of sacrifice displayed. Noah offers a sacrifice after he got off the ark in Genesis 8. Abraham is given an animal to sacrifice instead of Isaac in Genesis 22. And the Israelites used to sacrifice animals daily. We see this example throughout the scriptures, but why is it there? Well, it's because if you sinned, then somebody had to pay for it. There's a word when describing this, and it's called atonement. And this is referred to as the process of covering or removing the guilt of sin and creating reconciliation between humans and God. So basically becoming right with God. For example, imagine somebody took your phone and chucked it on the floor and like smashed it into smithereens, right? They can apologize and say sorry all they want, but like it's still broken. Somebody has to pay the cost to fix it. And this is the exact same when it comes to sin and our sin. There's a cost to pay. And in the Old Testament, the cost was paid through sacrifice to God, often a lamb, because they were known as pure animals. There's a day called the Day of Atonement, which we can read about in Leviticus 16. And on this day, the high priest would offer sacrifices to take away the people's sins. Atonement isn't about forgiveness, but it's about us as human sinners being right with God. Us as humans live with this thing called sin, and this is a very Sunday school way to think about it, but I do think it's really helpful. Sin is anything that we say, anything that we do, and anything that we think that breaks God's law. This is something we are all living with, and we are still living with to this day. Because we've all sinned and all fallen short of the glory of God. And in Romans 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." We deserve death. There's a debt that we can't pay. And that leads me to my second point, which is the sacrifice. Then we get on to like the New Testament and everything completely changes. And this is because this time the sacrifice isn't an animal, but it's a person. But not just anyone. It's God himself who came down. He was living in heaven on the throne, being glorified day and night. But he came down from heaven to a cradle in the earth. Like, I just think that's crazy. Like, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, came down to live amongst me and you, sinners. He stepped into this broken world. But why did he do this? It's because he had a plan. He had a plan. And he lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He never lied. He never stole biscuits from the church. He lived the perfect life. He healed people. He taught people. He loved the outcasts. He set the perfect example for us. Until one day, one of his disciples, Judas, betrayed him. And this led him to being mocked. It led him to being whipped, to being beaten. He carried a cross on his back. His hands and his feet were nailed to the cross. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. And he didn't deserve any of it. He did all this for us because this is what we deserved. His wounds carry power because it's what we deserved, what I deserved. It should have been me up on that cross. It should have been you up on that cross for all the wrong that we've done. We deserve to be punished. But he took our place. And the whole time he was thinking of you. He was mocked, but he was thinking of you. He was carrying a cross, but he was thinking of you. His hands and his feet were nailed to the cross, but the whole time he was thinking of you. You were on his mind the whole time. A good example of this is, imagine you're in court, right? And the judge said you owe like a huge fine and you know you can't pay it. But somebody walks in and pays it for you, which means you can walk free in freedom. Not because you're innocent, but because someone paid the price for you. That's exactly what Jesus did on the cross. The only solution for our sins was the cross. In Hebrews 10, verse 10, it says, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." He was the final sacrifice. That means no more trying to prove ourselves or earn our way to heaven. No more animal sacrifices, because the Lamb was slain for us. The victory is in the sacrifice. But what does this mean for us? Why should I care? This changes everything. The cross changes everything. It means you have an opportunity to be forgiven. It means you can experience true freedom. You can have a relationship with God. You can have eternal life. Like, it's insane. This isn't because you're perfect or I'm perfect, but it's because he is. The verse that changed my life completely was Romans 10, verse 13. And it says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This verse saved my life, as the reality of knowing that I need a savior really came to me, and it became real to me. Because I am the whosoever, but so are you. No matter what you've done, no matter what you might have thought, no matter how far you think you've drifted away from him, you are the whosoever. If you call on him tonight, I do truly believe that he will change your life forever, because he's paid it all. We just need a call. And that leads me to my last point, which is the victory. Now, the cross definitely was not what people expected. I mean, I'm sure they thought, like, there would be this big, like, king who would come in power and he'd overthrow Rome and it would be this, like, miraculous big thing. But in reality, it was a lamb that was slain. To the people, it might have looked like defeat. It might have looked like Jesus has lost. But actually, this was the greatest victory of all time. Jesus wasn't losing. In fact, he was fulfilling prophecies written way before this event. There's a song that says, "See, the crown meant to mock, but instead prophesies." He was defeating sin on that cross. And he had a plan while he was on that cross. This wasn't a defeat. In fact, this is the greatest act of love ever to be shown. This is why Good Friday is so good, because he saved you and he saved me and he's freed us from our sin. He's freed us from our guilt and our shame, and because the victory was in the sacrifice. And if you haven't made this decision tonight, what is holding you back? Is it fear of what others might say, maybe your family or friends? Is it feeling like really guilty about what you've done, or feeling like you might be too broken? Is it addictions holding on to things that you shouldn't be, or is it anxieties? He died to set you free from all of them, because freedom is found at the feet of Jesus. In John 8, verse 36, it says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So rely on him tonight. I'm just going to invite the band up. And yeah, I just want to say, we need to remember that the glory of Sunday is rooted in the sacrifice of what happened on the Friday. No cross means no resurrection. No sacrifice means no victory. There's no empty grave without the cross. We're going to be singing a song now, and it's called "Worthy is the Lamb." And if you've never made the decision to give your life to him tonight, I urge you that this is the most important decision you will ever make. Don't leave here without knowing who died for you and for me. And there's loads of people here who would love to have conversations with you about it. So please come find us at the end and we'll have a chat to you and pray for you about it. But for the Christians in the room, do you believe he's worthy tonight? Do you believe that the whole way to the cross he was thinking of you? Freedom is found at the feet of Jesus, but can you actually be found there? Is he worthy of your worship tonight? Is he worthy of it all tonight? Don't skip past the cross. Let's thank him for what he's done. Let's thank him for saving us and freeing us from eternal damnation. Worthy is the Lamb. because Jesus was willing to die on the cross for me, then tonight my response is to worship him with all I have because he is so worthy of it. If I could just invite you to stand. I'm just going to pray before we sing this song. Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for who you are, Lord. I thank you for the cross. Lord, I thank you that you are so worthy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain and seated on the throne. Lord, we thank you that there's nobody like you. We thank you for looking at us and thinking of us the whole way there, Lord. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you that there is victory in the sacrifice. Lord, we just thank you that you're in heaven right now, seated on the throne, as you should be, because you are worthy of it all. We just pray as we go into this time of worship that that will become a reality for us, that we will praise you because there's nobody like the Lord. We'll give it all to you tonight because you're worthy, God. You know, we pray.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.